unfortunately, there are still those in America who go to bed at night with an empty stomach. And although there are food banks scattered across the country, they are often hungry themselves for food that they can then distribute to those in need. And now one concept to accomplish this goal that's growing in popularity is gleaning. Traditionally, gleaning was the term used for going back into wheat fields after the initial harvest and salvaging what was left behind. And it's a familiar term often referenced in biblical contexts. But today, the expression is geared to re-entering fruit and vegetable fields to retrieve
things that have been picked over, literally.
Greg Isbell's with the Mid-Atlantic Gleaning Network, which has taken the gleaning idea and expanded it into a huge undertaking. But he notes that the key still remains with farmers.
There are farmers out there that they want to have opportunity to give back to the community and see their crops really, you know, go to a worthwhile, needy project.
And so they sign a partnership agreement with the network.
There's about 50 in our network. So we go into these areas. We get the volunteers to come in with us. We glean a field that has already been picked for paying produce. And then the farmer allows us to come in and glean it, bring all of those proceeds and that harvest back to our warehouse where we do a secondary gleaning. And then we get it out to those families that need it most.
Despite the name, the Mid-Atlantic Gleaning Network is currently bringing food in from Florida all the way to Maine and is now looking west for more opportunities. Julie Magpeak with Southeast AgNet.